just waiting. I'm just staring at my phone, and I just see eyes in the darkness, like I know if you're not watching, I'm just like peering over the top of my hand with saucer eyes, just staring.
Hello and welcome back to A Year Unhinged. Today's episode is gonna kick off quite a few episodes very similar to it in that we are not editing ourselves. Because, well, the reason you're gonna have to wait and find out for tomorrow. So there, it's a challenge and we're gonna do it and you're gonna just... I don't know why I was gonna get really aggressive and be like, you're gonna deal with it. But... yeah. So, today I would like to talk about a strange reaction that I had to a medication that my doctor had me try and unfortunately discontinue because the side effects were too, out there for it. But essentially, my doctor gave me this new sleep medication for my sleep disorders that was supposed to, fix the sleep. Sleepiness in the day or whatever. Sleepiness in the day or whatever. And,
narcolepsy.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the thing. That's the thing that I have. I also have insomnia. It's a great, horrible combination. Terrible, wonderfully bad. Just bad. It's not wonderful. It's just bad. Yep, we're here. We're doing this. Okay. But at some point during it, because I was very nervous about it because I had heard a whole bunch of, like, horror stories of people, like, either, you know, having crazy hallucinations or, like, you know, getting extremely nauseous or whatever. And so I was like, oh, no, I'm spooked by it. I don't know what's going to happen. And I had told Maddie that, and Maddie was like, well, I mean, we can take bets on, like, what on what your reaction's going to be. And I was like, that actually would make me feel better. And then... So I that night comes, I take the medication as I'm supposed to, and it, I don't know exactly how to describe the reaction. It was weird. Like, it was very, like, it kind of made me just high off my ass, I think I can say that. Yeah, ooh, I swear, sorry, warning, I'm gonna swear in this one, but only that one time. Yeah, no, it's too late, but now you've been warned after the fact. And so I was just like, oh, okay, this isn't bad. Like, this is fine. This is like, this is a weird sensation, but like, I'm chill, I'm calm. And then I was like laying there and I was like, no, Maddie and Mackenzie need to know that they were correct about this. And so I like got my phone to send like a Marco Polo, which is a video messaging app, by the way. And I started to send this Marco Polo, and I'll go ahead and just cut it in because that'll probably be the easiest way. I won't actually, I take it back. I will not cut the first part in because the first video I sent was like 60 seconds of just silence.
So I actually want to cut the first video in.
You do? Okay.
Because I could not stop laughing after that one because I'm just waiting. I'm just staring at my phone and I just see eyes in the darkness. Like I know if you're not watching, I'm just like peering over the top of my hand with saucer eyes, just staring. Like 60 seconds.
Oh, so you could see me, but I couldn't see you.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, when like there's like an outline of a human.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just see like blurry eyes just wide staring and staring and staring. And I'm like, is Bria in danger? Like and then I remembered and I just started cracking up and me and McKinley. I was like, watch this. I was at McKinley's house. We just sat there waiting and then it just cuts to you like, oh, if I'm in the dark, you can't see me. Yeah, and then you go up.
Because in my head, because like, so just to explain from what I was thinking in that moment, because my phone was like on the lowest brightness setting because like we only had like the lights weren't off at that point. They were just very dim on the sides of the room or whatever. And so I was just like staring at the phone and I couldn't see myself, and so I was, like, waiting for it to click, like, the screen to come up so that I could see myself. Well, I was already recording, and I just, for some reason, thought that it wasn't recording. I don't know. And I was just like, well, that's weird. The recording is broken because I can't see myself, and so I, of course, turned it off. And then I tried again with the lights like on more, and like then I was like, oh, it's working. Great. I love that. Fantastic. And then I was like, I can't even, well, I'll just cut in exactly what I said and did, because mm-hmm. I don't actually entirely remember, if I'm being completely honest.
Oh, wait. That's why.
What?
My face didn't show up because it's dark.
Yeah.
I was waiting for my face to show up. But it's dark.
Hey, BB.
Yeah.
You might want to put the phone down and go to bed.
I'm trying to tell them they were right.
You can tell them, Mom. It's okay.
What if I forget?
You won't. I'll remind you.
And so, like, because I was afraid of, like, nausea and vomiting and stuff, I brought, like, a trash can in and set it beside my bed. And we have a little surge protector with a light on it right next to it. Well, when the lights were off, the surge protector cast the shadow of the trash can up onto the ceiling. And as this medication was slowly taking effect, I kind of invented a whole story in my head about, as I am getting higher and higher and waiting for the sleep to come, I basically was like, ah, that outline kind of looks like a man in a top hat trying to escape from a bubble.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I wasn't saying this out loud, so my husband, who was like on his phone next to me, was like not on his phone talking on the phone. That would be weird at like midnight talking on the phone. But like, you know, just like scrolling through Reddit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say any of this out loud because it was all happening in my head. And apparently I was just like in completely silent for like 5 minutes. And then I just said, he's got some really long arms. And my husband goes, what? And I was like, yeah, he's got some really long arms. My arms aren't that long. And he's like, who are you talking about? And I was like, the top hat man. Like, apparently, because forgetting that I had not said any of this out loud, but it made complete sense to me in the moment. I was like, the top hat man. And he's like, who? And I was like, he's the shadow man. He's the top hat man in the shadows. And he was like, oh, okay. That does not make me feel any better. And then he was like, why don't you just try to go to sleep? Like, just try to go to sleep. And I was like, okay. Editing Brianna here, because yes, I actually did wind up having to do some editing contrary to what me from a couple hours ago said. I forgot to add that in this next video that you're about to see, my husband Ryan was like, well, why don't you just try to get some sleep? And I was like, okay, you know, he's right. I gotta go to sleep. But then for some reason, my literally drugged brain was just like, nah. Nah, I gotta tell Maddie and Mackenzie about Top Hat Man. They'll understand him. And so I rolled over and I pulled the blanket up over my head real slow because I thought I was being super sneaky. And I had the camera in front of my face and I was kind of like whispering. I thought I was very much not whispering, but even if I had been whispering, Ryan was right next to me, so there's no way he wouldn't have overheard this conversation.
You can't see him, but remind me to tell you tomorrow about the top hat man who is stuck in the bubble and he is twerking. But his whole body is kind of doing it, so honestly, he's very talented.
Okay, you're freaking me out.
I'm not talking to you.
Okay, that's still freaking me out.
Okay, sorry.
Who are you talking to?
My friend.
Okay, can you give me a normal sentence?
On my phone. I'm talking to my friends on my phone.
I'm gonna go sleep on the couch.
Look, he's not gonna get out.
Oh my god.
He's a shadow person. Oh my god. He's not. He can't leave. The light is there. And that's the only reason you can see him, because he doesn't exist outside of it. I don't know if it's twerking. He's just kind of rippling his butt and the whole rest of him. But it's okay. He's trapped. Okay, bye.
So yeah, that was that. I then apparently sent you a text message about the Top Hat Man at some point. Because you texted me that the next day and were like, hey, how's it going? And I was just like, I don't know, which I had a whole bunch of horrible symptoms after that. I literally tried that medication for like 2 days and I was like, I cannot deal with the extreme nausea and like the just, yeah. So that one's a bust, but that's okay. There's about a billion other sleep aids and medications and stuff. So I just gotta keep trying literally all of them, apparently. I will work my way through it. But yeah.
Catch them all.
Indeed. So that is the story of the Top Hat Man. It is what it is, and just roll with it. So come back tomorrow to find out why we are dressed like this, and why the next few episodes... why the next few episodes will be mostly unedited. Actually, probably completely unedited, except for me and my audio, because I am obsessive. Okay, give us a rating and tell your friends and come back tomorrow because we'll be here. And goodbye.
Bye.